Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Overreact, Jims. Let's get after it. Texas will not make the college football playoff. Three losses. They won't play for a conference title. They lost to a 7-loss Florida team this year. The resume is disqualifying. They just got blown out by Georgia. Wave goodbye, everybody. They're done.
Yeah, they're done. They lost to Ohio State. They lost to Florida. I think, you know, whether it's the Florida game or it's Georgia, it doesn't matter. There's three losses. Now, they do have the chance to spoil Texas A&M's season
a little bit, maybe a bye,
but
kick them out of
I think any team with three losses at this point is out. I don't think this is an overreaction.
Oh, wow. I disagree. I think this is an overreaction for right now because they can beat A&M, get a signature win. Three losses, I don't think, is out yet. There's a lot of football left to play, a lot of ACC teams floating in there. If they kind of just win out and then sit on the sideline, I think they could still sneak in at 12.
I'm with the Mafia.
At 12.
Well, 11.
11. Right? He means the last spot. Steve Sarkisian is Cowboy James Franklin. 1-7 in top five games at Texas. His offense shrivels up. They can't run the ball. The red zone becomes an issue. Sark, for his career, has one conference championship. Call it what it is. James Franklin with a cowboy hat.
I think, okay, I know what the numbers say. I think this is an overreaction right now. He's definitely on the James Franklin path. But I think it. James Franklin did that over, almost a decade at Penn State. Sark hasn't been there that long. I'm going to give him just another year or two, another year with, and whatever he does at the quarterback position. I don't know that Arch is the answer for next year, but I'm going to allow him a little bit more time.
This is not an overreaction. He is Cowboy James Franklin, and I love it, by the way. I love the name. 91-55 overall in his coaching career. That's just not very good. 4-5 in bowl games, 2-2 in the college football playoff. Cowboy James Franklin made a playoff. Yeah. He didn't do much in it.
Yeah.
Got lucky and got SMU at home.
Mm. On the flip side, Oklahoma will make the college football playoff. They've beaten Bama in Tuscaloosa. They won at ranked Tennessee at night. Also beat ranked Michigan, too, for what it's worth. Gives them three top 25 wins, no bad losses, and the rest of their schedule, Mizzou and LSU at home.
All right, well, I'm not giving them any credit for beating Michigan at home, but they've got two games left at home, Missouri and LSU. I think they win both those games, and if I'm going on the same premise of Texas is out with three losses, Oklahoma's in with only two losses.
Yeah, this is not an overreaction. I think they're in. You said it, Jim. Road wins at Tennessee and at Alabama. They survived their schedule. Hopefully no letdown for them. I do think they're a little vulnerable this coming week. We shall see. But I don't see how they can't make it at this point. And they would have a tiebreaker over Michigan.
Thanks, Kenny Maeda. Speaking of Michigan, Ohio State will come into Ann Arbor favored by two touchdowns and cover the spread. Bryce is still very much a freshman, like many we've seen before. He had three turnovers in the fourth quarter against Northwestern. I'm giving him the third on the botched handoff on the fourth and one. But he also threw two dumb interceptions. He has seven touchdowns to five picks on the year. OSU is rolling. They won't make the same mistake they did last year.
I don't think this is an overreaction at all. You know, and say whatever you want about their offense and not going up against elite defenses. They're going to play a good defense at Michigan, but it all comes down to the offensive side of things. This is a better offense than Michigan had last year, except I just don't trust that they're – I mean, if they're a two-touchdown favorite, I would anticipate that Ohio State's going to score three touchdowns. Does Michigan score one? And you can't rely on field goals.
Right, Tom?
This is an overreaction. After last year, all bets are off on this game. Like, I can't believe Michigan went down there and won still last year. And if Michigan gets this, you know, especially with their offensive line, hey, we're going to dominate them in the trenches. They'll be able to run the ball, keep the game close. I just think until I see Ohio State do it at this point, you know, it's one of the good things Sharon Moore can do.
It, to me, it would take a very similar game plan by Ryan Day and Ohio State not to attack the secondary and to say, we're going to beat you running the game. I just don't, I don't have a lot of respect for Ryan Day for a lot of different things, but I got to think that he has some semblance of common sense.
No, he got into some physical, you know, bleeping match last year because he wanted to out-bully Michigan.
Right. I don't think he does that this year.
Well, until I see it.
Do me.
Sam, I know, John. Sometimes figuring people are dumb.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold is not a franchise quarterback. He's not someone you build around. Four interceptions in a big game against a real defensive front this week.
So I'm not sure what you're defining as a franchise quarterback. Do I think he is one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the world? Yes.
That's a starter. I would say a franchise guy is one of the 10 to 12 best in the sport.
Okay, so he's not a top 10 quarterback. Yeah, that's not an overreaction.
This is not an overreaction. He's not a franchise quarterback. A franchise quarterback is somebody that you can win a Super Bowl with. And I'm going to tell you this right now. The Eagles and the Rams won their games because their quarterbacks didn't lose the game. I think Jared Goff lost the game last night. I think he's the primary reason. That completion percentage is a joke. Brendan had the stat earlier in one of his updates. A 70% quarterback with that percentage or higher has never thrown for 44 or whatever it was with Goff. I mean, it is what it is, guys.
It says, Mew,
Myles Garrett will break the NFL single season sack record. He had four this weekend. He has 15 in 10 games, one away from his career high, and on pace for 25 and a half. Move over, Strahan.
Yeah, and you look at the teams that they play. They've got the Titans. I would expect that that's a multi-sack day. The Bears, probably the same thing. The Steelers, same thing. Bengals, same thing. Yeah, I think he breaks it.
Yeah, this is not an overreaction. I think at this point it's the one thing they can play for too, by the way. So they're situationally going to try to get this. And maybe, like, I think he might get to, like, 27 or something like that. The sad result here is that he's going to break T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan's, John, record of 22 and a half.
And I'll be cheering the whole way.
The Chargers offensive line will cost them a playoff spot. They're in right now, but Herbert was pressured on 48% of dropbacks, second highest figure for him this season. They're 7-4, but for how long? There are no good solutions coming out of the bye week.
No, I don't think this is an overreaction. I do think they miss out just because they've been brutalized by injuries on the offensive line. And I mean, they ended up pulling Justin Herbert, you know, early in the fourth quarter just so he wouldn't get hurt. They play the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Texans, the Broncos.
How about those fronts?
Yeah. If you can't block them up, it's going to be a long rest of the season.
All right, I'm going to treat this much like I did Texas. I think this is an overreaction for right now. They do have 7 wins already. 9 or 10 is probably going to get you in. The bottom of the AFC is that last spot's really going to be up for grabs. I mean, you're including teams like the Jags and Texans. You think both of them would make it?
Well, but a team like the Chiefs who's out, I'm not willing to bury yet.
You're right. I think the Chiefs are the one team that will get in, but there'll still be that 7th spot sitting there. And I don't trust the Steelers to be a wild card because I think the Ravens are coming.
Yeah.
So I just think for now, there's so much football left. Same thing I said with Texas. Although, yeah, with the defenses that they have to play, who knows?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Depth.
The Detroit Pistons are more likely to win their conference than the Detroit Lions. We now know what's going to happen for Detroit. They're going to have to win 4 playoff games to win a Super Bowl. They will have to win 3 playoff games to win the NFC. And we know these defensive fronts are going to cause them problems. In the NBA, the East is wide open. In the NBA, Cade Cunningham can be a closer. Tom's already talked about how he has questions about golf closing. The Pistons have a better chance to win their conference than the Lions.
It's so early in the NBA season. To me, it's an overreaction at this point. And so I'm not sitting here, I'm not predicting that either win their conference or that the Lions do, especially with the way the offensive line has played. However, if you can get Mahogany back. And I don't know what type of injury Ratledge is dealing with. It's a long shot, I think, to win the NFC and to be able to win 3 playoff games to get to the Super Bowl. And quite honestly, they've never done it before, so I don't know why I wouldn't say this is an overreaction. I just think that it today we're all feeling bad. We're all feeling down. I'm just – this to me right now – with as early as the NBA season is an overreaction. Because we don't know, is Cade ever going to come back? I mean, we all think he will.
Of course.
I just think it's too early.
John, I think that's the closest you've ever come to going SOL with that comment, that they've never done it before. You never refer to the franchise's past that much in terms of like evaluating one season team.
Right.
So, yeah, congratulations. Welcome to the club.
I did not go SOL, okay, just to make sure that we're clearly defined on that.
We're divvying up 4 and 5% chances right now is what we're really doing. So I'm with John. I think it's an overreaction that the Pistons could actually play in the NBA Finals because they haven't won a playoff series yet with Cade and this group. Mm-hmm. The Lions have at least won playoff games with this group, although my confidence was pretty shot last night.
That was a different offensive line that won playoff games before.
I know.
All right, those are your overreact, Jims. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.